Welcome to the Life Central Bikers Church podcast. We trust that this message will speak into your life.
Father God, it almost feels like a victory song if we just stand before you and sing, "Let It Rain." And I ask this morning, Lord, that you would pour out an infilling and overflowing of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Every person here this morning may know without a shadow of a doubt that your Holy Spirit is present. Lord, thank you for the privilege we have of getting together in your presence and just singing praise. Make it our victory song to say, we surrender, Lord, let it rain. Let it rain. Pour out your grace over us, Lord. Let us know your love for us, your desire to have relationship with us. And as we sung, just seeing Max getting out of his wheelchair, I'm just reminded that nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for God. He can make even the injured walk. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you all the glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you to the band. That was amazing. So, this morning, if I look a bit more scruffy than usual, we had a lightning strike there in our area and the power went out, so I had some choices to make this morning. Either use what's left of the electric shaver's battery life and get you with some patches, or use the manual shaver that I haven't used in many years and get you all patched up. So I decided I'll stick with the fluff this morning. And maybe take a chance this afternoon and ask the staffy to just leak. Maybe that tongue of his can take some of this fluff off. But it's good to be here this morning, our first Sunday after Easter weekend. And it's good to see all of you here. Now that I see Terry and Karen, and I think yesterday was your anniversary. Congratulations. And so we've celebrated Easter weekend, and it climaxed with Resurrection Sunday. And so, if you've joined us over the weekend on Easter, or maybe caught up by listening to some of the podcasts, you would have heard some amazing messages. And at the core of it all, it was sharing how much Jesus loves us, but also that we need to change. There's some things that we need to pay attention to in our lives. And so the question this morning is, what happens after Sunday? More specifically, Resurrection Sunday. We heard all of those amazing messages. So what now? What happens now? What should we do now? And I want to start by taking a quick rewind to the day of crucifixion. And we see their character, Barabbas. And I want to read this from Mark 15, verse 7. One of the prisoners at the time was Barabbas, a revolutionary who had committed murder in an uprising. And then Luke 23, verse 18. Then a mighty roar rose from the crowd, and with one voice they shouted, "Kill him and release Barabbas to us." And so, if we think about it for a minute, Jesus literally took Barabbas' place. He literally hung on the cross in Barabbas' place. And as we continue to read through the New Testament, we never again read about Barabbas. But I want to give you this thought. What if, maybe, just maybe, when Jesus hung on the cross, Barabbas stood there in the crowd, you know, just observing all of this, you know, what's playing out here. You know, seeing who's the guy hanging on the cross in his place. And what if, as the church movement started, as the disciples started to plant what we call today the church, what if somewhere along the line he dropped in his heart, that guy paid for my sin? What if somewhere along the line he clicked what really happened on that day? So it's one of those, you know, maybe scenarios. And so I was thinking, you know, the choices that stood before Barabbas when he was released from condemnation stands before you and I, those very same choices. And so imagine this for a minute. You wearing this robe. And every time you sin, you know, the enemy writes your sin on that robe. Lust, addiction, adultery, lying, gossiping. And he writes that on your robe. Every time you get drunk, there's this alcohol stain on your robe. Every time you get high, there's this burn stain on your robe. Every time you lie, you gossip, there's this grease stain on your robe. And you've been wearing this robe for quite a while. Maybe you've been wearing it your whole life. And then there's Satan. He's screaming at you everything that you've done and everything you've failed to do. But then in this picture, there's Jesus. And he's wearing this white robe, clean, spotless. And he walks up to you and he says, take off your robe and give it to me. And as you do that, he takes his robe off, that pure, white, clean robe, and he puts it on you. And he takes your dirty robe and he puts it on him. And he says to Satan, I'm going to die for their sins. You can no longer accuse them, for there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8 verse 1 to 2. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. And so this picture that I sketched, in some shape or form, that's what Passover, what the Easter weekend is all about. Starting with the 10 days leading up to Jesus' crucifixion. Then there's the day of crucifixion. Then there's Jesus in the grave. And then there's Resurrection Sunday. And 40 days later, there's Ascension Day. This is what it's all about. And so the question is, what now? You've heard all of this. What now? You know that Jesus died for your sins. You know that he loves you. You know that he was resurrected. You know that because of the power of the Lamb, or the love of the Lamb, you have the power of the Lion. You know that you are made free. So the question is, what's holding you back? Is there something that the Holy Spirit's been pressing on your heart? And you need to decide, am I going to do it? Am I going to lay that thing down? You've got some choices to make. You know who Jesus is. So what now? And if you had to look at your life, realizing what Jesus did for you, would you say that there's change in your life? You look at yourself. Would you say that there's the kind of change that bears fruit? You know, the good kind of change. Galatians 5 verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And against such things, there is no law. John 15 verse 16. You don't choose me, I choose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. And so do you think that knowing what Jesus did for you, do you think there's any limit to what he can't do? If you firmly grasp hold of the fact that he has set you free, if you realize that because of his resurrection, you have the power of the Lion of Judah, do you think anything is impossible for a God who specializes in doing the impossible? What do you think will happen if today you decide to take a chance and lay down that thing that you've been wrestling with? You just invite him into that. What do you think will happen? How will things play out if you surrender your finances to Jesus? What do you think will happen if you invite him into your marriage? What do you think will happen if you surrender that thing that you've been addicted to? What do you think will happen if you say, here I am, Jesus. Use me. Use me to make a difference. Use me to touch the lives of people so that they may know your love for them. What will happen if you say, use me, Jesus, to build your church? What do you think is the limit when you invite Jesus into your life? When you take that bold step and say, I've heard all of this, but I haven't changed. And so today, I'm choosing to step into that change, that I can live in his fullness for me. And so I want to share, you know, some of the lives of the apostles, just like a in a nutshell summary of some of them. There's Matthew, the tax collector. And so he must have loved money, probably pursued wealth. But when Jesus called him, he said yes. And so, after a powerful Easter weekend, could it be that perhaps you need to ask yourself, what is it that I'm pursuing? Where does most of my thought and time and money go? What is it that I'm pursuing? And then there's Peter, an uneducated guy, fisherman, no one gave him a second look. But when Jesus called him, he said yes. But then there's this sort of curveball in Peter's life, because somewhere down the line, he assaults a guy by chopping off his ear. I just think Peter's aim was off. I don't think he was aiming for the ear. Then we see him backsliding, denying Jesus, going into hiding, guilt-ridden. But then Jesus calls him back and he says yes. And so in your life, could it be that maybe you've drifted? Maybe some things were or are busy drawing you away from where you need to be. So what are you going to do? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to come back home? Say, Jesus, yeah. Because we see with Peter, you know, he denied Jesus 3 times. But then when Jesus calls him back 3 times, he asks him, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? And the 3rd time, Peter's like, Lord, you know I love you. And so I don't know what maybe caused you to drift away. What caused you from not walking on the road you're supposed to walk. But here's the thing, if Jesus can restore the man that denied him, then surely he can restore you. Surely his love and grace is enough for you. And then there's the sons of thunder, James and John. Now, I don't think that they were called the sons of thunder because they loved flowers and rainbows. I think these were some guys to take note of. And so when God calls them, they say yes. And God uses this zeal of theirs, these characters of theirs, he uses that to spread the gospel, to help plant his church. And so today I reckon all of us, we can do with a bit more boldness. You know, don't just tell people about Jesus. Invite them to belong. Invite them to be a part of the people you call family. Invite them to come and slot in at the place you call home. Invite them to life group. Be bold. Then there's Paul. Now, he wanted nothing to do with Christians. He probably blamed them for the things that were wrong in society, you know, causing an upset amongst the Jewish people of the day. He was even complicit in killing and persecuting some of these Christians. But then on the road to Damascus, he has an encounter with Jesus. And he says yes. And so I don't know about you. Maybe you've been blaming God for stuff in your life that either happened or didn't happen. Maybe you've got a lot of questions that you're wrestling with. And most of them start with, why? So this morning, What if you decide to say, God, here's my questions. You invite him into that. What if this morning, those things that you've been wrestling with, say, God, I'm giving you all of my whys. Lord, I've been blaming you for this, this, and this. Come speak into it. And so the thing about all of these guys is when they realized how much Jesus loves them, when they realized that he forgives, when they realized that he washed them clean, that he has set them free, when they realized that there's power in the name of Jesus, that he gives the Holy Spirit to guide and help us, when they realized all of that, they made a choice. They decided to change. When Jesus called Peter, if he didn't say yes, if he was not willing to change, we probably would have read about someone else. On the road to Damascus, when Paul had this encounter with Jesus, if he decided, screw this, I'm going to stick with what I know. We would have read about all those letters with someone else's name in it. All of these guys, They chose to change. There is no growth without change. If you're not willing to change, you will not grow. God's been pressing stuff on your heart. He's been calling you to do some things. It's going to require change from your side. And if you commit to that, you'll grow. So what happens after Resurrection Sunday? What does this all mean to you? John 20, verse 19 to 22. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. Peace be with you, he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds on his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And so these guys, other than the fact that they were most probably shell-shocked when they saw their friend that's supposed to be dead, I reckon they were filled with joy. And so I reckon today, you and I, we should realize that just like the disciples realized then that this is a time of renewal. New things are going to happen here. Because the guy that's supposed to be dead, he's alive. And suddenly, everything he taught them made sense. And they grabbed hold of that, realized that this is a new beginning. And so you and I, we should believe that this is a new season, a new beginning, where we are made free. And through the Holy Spirit, we have the power of the Lion. You're given all the opportunity in the world. But if you're not going to take it, nothing's going to happen. You are given opportunity to change. If you're not going to take it, guess what? Nothing's going to change. You're not going to grow. Now, Jesus has said a great deal before us. We read in Mark 25 that, you know, this parable about the servants, you know, the master goes away and he gives each of them some talents. So God has set a great deal before you. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to change? Or are you going to be like that servant and everything that the Holy Spirit's been pressing on your heart, everything that God's been laying before you, you're going to say, thank you. I'm just going to wrap it up and keep it here in a safe place, and I'm just going to stick with where I'm going. Or are you going to change? Matthew 25, verse 21, sorry. The master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. For those of you who have kids, you know, as they're getting older, little by little, you start to trust them with more. You know, giving them more responsibility, maybe some bigger tasks to do. And as they do that faithfully, as they do it in obedience, as they succeed in doing those things, you give them more and more and more. I reckon it's the same with us. We say, yes, Lord, gonna change. Here I am. And it's gonna be this small step at first. Then another one, then another one. Maybe in a year's time, you're going to stand here and say, wow, I can't believe I came from there. Can't believe I've changed this much. Maybe you're going to say, wow, here I sit in church today. And these 10 guys sitting around me, they're sitting here because I've invited them. I'm moved with boldness. And so, are you going to sit back? and chillax. And everything that the Holy Spirit's been pressing on your heart, you're going to say, thank you, I'm just going to keep it here. Or are you going to commit? Are you going to say, change me, God, so that I can grow? Are you going to say, help me build so that I can run with the lion, Judah? I want to show you this, a short clip quickly, just to land this. Are you going to run with the lion? The lion of Judah roars. Are you going to be in his back? Say, lead me to change. I want to grow. Easter weekend, I've realized what you did for me, Lord. And so now, I want to be in your pack. I want to run with you, with the lion. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. So this morning, you've got some next steps to take. If you leave here this morning without realizing that you've got something to change, myself included, none of us can continue life without continually changing so that we may continue to bear fruit. So if you leave here this morning without change, without saying, this is what I'm going to do from today, come tomorrow, this thing is going to change. Then you need to ask yourself some tough questions. So maybe for you, as part of that next step, there's some questions you need to ask yourself. What is it that I'm pursuing? What am I spending my money on? Where do I spend most of my time? Who's the people I'm hanging out with? What am I pursuing? Could it be that I've drifted? And today, my next step for change is I'm going to say, Lord, I'm home. I want to come back. Could it be that this morning you realize that, man, I've been lacking boldness. I've had an opportunity maybe this past week or this past month to interact with people, but I thought I didn't have it. Why me, Lord? Who am I? I can't invite this guy. What if he says no? So you chose not to do it. Maybe this morning, Lord, I've been lacking boldness. Give me boldness. Maybe this morning you come to Jesus, you come before Him and you say, Lord, here's my pain. Well, here's the stuff I've been struggling with. God, you know I've been wrestling with these things because I blame you. Here's it. Come speak into it. Come speak into my life. I give it to you. Let's close our eyes and pray. Father God, thank you. We can come before you as your sons and daughters and shout out. Let it rain. Fill us so that we may overflow. Give us boldness, Lord. where we have not been pursuing you. Give us the boldness to change so that we can run with the lion. All the things that we've been wrestling with, maybe even to the extent that there's some things that some of us have been blaming you for. May we know this morning that you love us. You're saying it's okay. Come sit here, my son. Come sit here, my daughter. Give your questions to me. Let me speak into your life. Lord, this morning, show us where we need to change. Show us what it is that we need to give attention to. Let us pay attention to the tension that we may move with the power of the lion. Lord, I pray that as we all head out home today, wet roads, rainy day, Lord, take each of us safely back home. Lord, as we head into this week, I pray that you protect every family that's represented. Keep them safe. And on that note, Lord, we give you glory and praise for our brothers and our sisters that sitting here this morning who've been in accidents, who've gone for operations. They're sitting here this morning, testament to your healing hand. Praise you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys. The band's going to sing us out with a song.
Thank you for listening to the Life Central Bikers Church podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or visit our website at lifecentralchurch.org.za and get in touch.